The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Today, the streets and paths of the capital will be pounded by runners completing the Irish Life Dublin Marathon. 26.2 miles or 42.195 kilometres is the race length, and those last 195 yards are probably, or metres, are probably the hardest. We have two veterans with us, Mick Clossy. Mick, good morning.
Thanks very much for having me.
And Katrina McKiernan, good morning.
Good morning, Pat.
I'll have to ask you about your marathon histories. Mick, you're the current champion, I believe, the national champion.
Yes, I'm the current Irish national champion, which was actually in Belfast last October because there was no Dublin. So they moved the national championships up to Belfast. So luckily I managed to get the win there. I won the marathon outright. And I've won the national one time before in 2018, which was in Dublin, and I've been at the Rio Olympics 2016, World Championships 2017, they're probably my main.
Okay, but you've done more than that.
How many? About 14, I think. I always have to double
14. That makes you certifiably crazy.
Well, I know people who run marathons every week or so, which is a different ball game totally. So I'm not too far down that line.
All right. What about you, Katrina?
So it's a long time ago since I ran a marathon, but I've run four marathons, and my first one is in Berlin in 1997. So I've won Berlin, London and Amsterdam marathons, and didn't have such a good day in Chicago. But I mean, three wins in major marathons is
pretty
so
fantastic. Now, there are 25,000 people or thereabouts who are avidly waiting for the last minute advice from you guys. It's probably too late to do anything fundamental, Katrina.
Yeah, absolutely. At this stage, all the work is done. And the most important thing this week is to get as much rest as possible, stay off your feet, stay out of any harm, and just look forward to it and enjoy it. Enjoy the day. That's the most important thing. And don't change anything diet-wise. Get as much rest as possible and, you know, stay calm and just look forward to the day.
But, I mean, you're someone who would run every day, or do you take rest days?
Rest days are a very important part of any training schedule. And, you know, that's a problem with runners. We do get addicted to it, and we think the more we do, the better we're going to get. But in actual fact, if you can space your run out, allow the body to recover, and often less is more. And it is very, very important.
Train smart, not...
Absolutely, yeah. And, you know, from my running days, you know, the less I thought about a race and the more rest that I was for a race, the better I performed. Yeah.
But would you have, say, the day before, this coming Saturday would be the day before the marathon, would you go out and have a jog just to keep the muscles kind of...
Well, just more for my mind rather than anything else, like, you know, and yeah, I would have gone out and done a 20-minute just very, very easy jog.
Very
just
easy.
Just a shuffle, just to clear the head and just to get the body moving a little bit.
Okay. How about you, Mick? What's your advice for the last few days?
Yeah, well, it's very similar to what Katrina is saying. I mean, less is more. All the training is done now. It's mostly for your head now at this stage, because you've been training hard for weeks and months, and now your body's kind of going into preservation mode, so to speak. You want to try and conserve energy. But the other side of that is you start to feel a bit sluggish because you've been used to going out, and now you're not doing much. You feel a bit lazy. But it's trying to trust in that and say, this is normal, because people say, oh, I'm feeling wrecked this week. But that's normal, because your body knows what's coming, and it's funny way of telling itself to conserve energy. So I'd do very little 15-20 minute jogs the next few days, take rest, go for little walks, but then Friday, Saturday, stay off your feet as much
as you can. Stay off your feet as much as possible. What about food? Now, you mentioned, Katrina, that you don't change anything radically, and yet you're told carbohydrate loading, very important to have enough stores in your body. So how do you handle that?
Yeah, well, I would be careful with that. Just the fact that you're running a marathon doesn't mean that you can eat loads and loads of food, because the body isn't used to that. So what I say with that, eat a little bit more than what you're used to eating. The fact that you're not training, you're not using it up, so you're allowing the glycogen to get to store in your muscles. So, you know, just do a little bit. The most important thing is not to change anything though in your diet. Just do eat what you're used to eating. If that's not so healthy, just keep doing that anyway, because...
Now, what about the carbs that you would choose? I mean, you might have had like the odd pizza, and you love pizza.
I love pizza, yes.
You love pizza. Would that be a good carbohydrate loading food?
Nutritionists might say slightly different, but for myself, for my own training, I mean, it's worked for me. Now, they talk about a decent pizza, you know, and it is carbohydrates. It mightn't be as good as your pastas and your rices. But if the last couple of days, you're tending to have two meals, two main meals. So if you're having your pasta, your rice and whatever else, having a pizza then in the evening, I don't think is any harm.
But nothing dramatically different than the one that
absolutely
you would normally
no,
have.
No, you wouldn't try anything different. And I suppose the advantage about Dublin is a lot of people might be coming from home. And, you know, they're not in a strange environment, so they can stick to what they're used to. And it is very important because it's not the time to try something extravagant.
Yeah. Now, on the morning, what about food? And, you know, how do you handle... It's a long... I mean, OK, for you guys, your best time is, what, 2.23 or something like that, was it?
2.22.
Sorry. I gypped you out of a minute there.
The world record as well. I don't think she mentioned
the world record.
Well, it's gotten, you know, it's gotten much faster now, but, you know, things change and things improve.
And
all
I'll ask you both about that in a moment. And your best time?
It's 2.13, which is actually from Dublin 2019. So that's another kind of thing that Dublin, you can run fast. It's not considered the fastest marathon, but if conditions are right and, you know, you can still run your PBs in Dublin.
Yeah. So the question is then preparing on the morning. What do you have?
Well, the same as you had it every other morning, Pat, to be honest.
No, but you know what I mean? Some people, it's going to be a long race.
Yes.
You know, it might be 4 hours, 5 hours. Some people even longer. You know, if they're half walking, probably the stress on the body is not going to be as tough. But for the ordinary runner aiming for a 4 hour marathon,
well,
for
what
example,
I would have had,
it's long and you'd be hungry.
Yeah. What I used to have was some fruit and some porridge and an egg, because you're getting your carbohydrates and a little bit of protein there. And everybody is very individual. How long beforehand do you have your breakfast? So you would have practiced that in your long runs. And at this stage, you know how long to leave, whether it be 2 hours, 2.5 hours, 3 hours. And then everybody has, you know, there's gels or everybody has something to take along the way as well. So look, it's I think people think too much about what I'm going to eat. Just, you know, just relax about it. And as well as that, maybe sometimes people take on too much and then the tummy can't.
The tummy can't take
it,
yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
How about you, Mick?
Yeah, I think an important part of the eating in the morning, the marathon, even for myself, it's very hard at 6 o'clock to get much food into. Your body doesn't want too much. So it's the night before, the day before, to make sure you're going to bed pretty much full up.
Now, the other thing is toileting. I mean, you really should make sure that you've toileted fully before you hit the start line.
So I'd always have a little bit of, well, I like black coffee, so I'd have some coffee, which does help, but obviously not too much. And it is giving yourself time and just being, it is always the fear before the marathon getting to the bathroom. And I know in the masses, in the waves, there is plenty of port to lose, but people just, I mean, that should be the focus, is to get that out of the way and make sure you're... But the other side, there is stops in the marathon, so don't panic. It happens to all of us.
Yeah,
that we
might. There are plenty of Portaloos
scattered
around the course.
Don't overthink that either. But.
Now, Katrina, you mentioned gels. And explain, what's in the gel?
So some of them are an isotonic drink. Some of them are just pure glucose and just something to keep you going. And they don't suit everybody. Not everybody can take them on board. They don't settle in their stomach so well. But again, Pat, at this stage, everybody has done their long runs.
And if you haven't been doing gels, don't do gels
absolutely
now.
Absolutely not. And they've practiced what they know is going to stay down and what they can work with.
Yeah, Mick?
Yeah, same. Like, stick to what you're used to. I don't actually use gels themselves. I use an electrolyte drink. So I've just got... It's took me a while to get to know what suits me.
Because I presume the gel is in a tube and you just squeeze it into your mouth and it goes straight into your bloodstream if it's basically sugar.
Yes. Some of the gels are quite thick and they can get caught in your throat. So I think a good plan is to try and take on the gel before a water station and then use the water to wash it down so it doesn't get caught in your throat and that. But this should be all stuff people have practiced in training. So as we
and
say, don't try
do
anything.
Yeah, not to overdo it either. Yeah.
Now, people will have probably done their last long run, won't they, at this point?
Oh,
last
God,
weekend.
Yes. Yeah.
How long before the marathon should you do your last long
run? So your last long run, to say three weeks beforehand.
Really?
And, you know, on the
varies, yeah.
And what should it be? Because, you know, there are some people who like to run longer than the marathon distance and then, well, on the day it's shorter. So, and then there are some people say, no, I will get the energy burst from the crowd and so on. I don't really have to do 42 kilometres. I can do, say, as I did once, 35 from Skerries, from Ranelagh to Skerries I ran.
Yeah, very good.
35 kilometres. Yeah. And I felt, I got there a bit tired, but I felt on the day I could do the extra seven. But I never did.
Most people will have not done more than 35k or 22 miles or whatever it may be, because them last few miles, the adrenaline, the buzz of the crowds, and the fact that you're going in fresh, you'll get through it. The risk of doing that in training is you empty the tank and you've run your marathon in training.
So it has to be well before.
Yeah, exactly. So like, sometimes people might run over the distance, but I don't think it's a wise thing, because you will cover them last. You'll get through.
Or you might say, this is for the birds.
No, not at all. Like, I mean, the mindset is very, very important.
Yeah.
And, you know, one piece of advice I would give people is not to allow those negative thoughts, not to entertain them. Obviously, there's going to be stages in the marathon where you're not going to feel just the best and the mind wants to take over. But, you know, the body will keep going. And if the more positive you think, the more you don't entertain those negative thoughts, the better you're going to do, and keep nice and relaxed and just, you know, smile and enjoy the journey.
And the final thing is the pacers. There are pacers there to help people who've got
a target. Absolutely, yeah. And that's a big thing. Like, you know, everybody's very fresh at the start of the race and there's a great buzz and people are out cheering people on, and the tendency is to start off too fast, and if you do that, it can be a long way home. I always say to people that, you know, keep behind those pacers. They're very, very good, and you'll have an idea of what you want to run, and it's better to run slow at the start, especially for the first half of the race. And, you know, if you feel good at 20 miles, then you can be
give it a lash.
Yeah. All right. The first half of Dublin is it is slightly more uphill than the second half. So it is, when you get that first half out of the way, it is a nice mental thing to say you've a lot more down.
The worst is over. Are you running?
I am running, yeah. So
Katrina,
I'll get in the mix.
I'm cheering everybody on.
Very good.
Well, side of the fence, and
we can wish Mick the very best to retain your title.
Get in the mix. I'll see. I'm coming back from injuries, but look, I know what to expect. And
very good. Mick Classy and Katrina McKinnon, thank you very much for joining
us
in the studio.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.